Welcome to the Australian Small Business Show. Join us, your hosts, Matt Hayway and Christy Lee Billett, small business owners just like you, as we bring our first-hand experiences to offer insights, advice and inspiration to help you build a successful small business. Each week we'll discuss one specific strategy, topic, resource or tip that's relevant for every small business, and we'll be inviting along some amazing special guests and friends in business to share their expertise with you. Whether you're starting out, scaling up, or a seasoned small business owner, the Australian Small Business Show is for you. Let's dive in.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Australian Small Business Show. My name's Matt. Hi, Christy.
Hey, Matt. How are you going?
Very well, very well. So, well, today we want to talk to you about coaches and mentors for small business owners. Now, Christy Lee, I kind of see you as the expert in this episode.
I think we
both are spending a lot more time in our careers doing these roles for other business owners than we were, you know, 5 to 10 years ago. And obviously that's come from a passion to help other small business owners for both of us. And we both have an interest in making sure that business owners get the most out of their business. Now, what's the difference between a coach and a mentor?
It's such a good question. And I think I want to firstly say that I'm a huge advocate of using coaches and mentors in business, and I have done so the entire time I've been in business. I think it's so helpful to have someone that is helping you along the way in some capacity, whether it's a coach or a mentor or a bit of both. So I'm a huge advocate, and I love getting involved specialist coaches and mentors in my business because I want someone that knows everything about that thing to help me. So yeah, we are both doing a bit more of this, and it's a bit of a full circle for me because I used to do a lot of mentoring, particularly with women business owners, actually, years and years ago, and I kind of stopped doing that for a while. So it's nice to be back into doing a bit more of this kind of work. And it's a great question what the difference is, because I often blur the lines, and I think a lot of people do, and we're a bit unsure. But I guess coaching generally indicates, if you're working with a coach, it's often considered a more structured arrangement. Maybe a coach is teaching you a step-by-step process or coaching you on something quite specific. That's my kind of take on it, where a mentor's more of a guide. Is that how you differentiate them?
Yeah, well, they'll have a specific outcome in mind if they're engaging a coach. So there'll be something in their business that they're having a problem with, and there'll be an outcome, and we work back towards building a strategy. And so we'll look, how do we get to that outcome? So it's more, and it's always more short term, I think, too, rather than a mentor. I know that in my career as a CPA, part of the process of becoming a CPA is engaging a mentor within the industry, and not so much these days. When I came through, it was more, you know, matching you with an older accountant. And I've done both. I've been the mentor and I've been the mentee. So I've got more of an idea. That's a slow burner. It's a long term thing. It's really about, you know, not just you know, finding a solution to a problem in my business. It's actually going, well, you know, it's progressing me through my career. You know, generally you engage a mentor when you've got an important, you know, fork in the road in terms of your business or career. You'll lean towards a mentor there. But if you've got a problem where you're not getting, you know, enough people to your website, then you might engage a coach to run through strategies to get you there.
Yeah. And I think a coach, like if we look at the sporting analogy, a coach is largely around skill development, getting you better at something. So you don't necessarily, I think, need to be having a problem in a particular area. You just might want to be better at that. So you might want to be better at sales and selling, and you might get a sales coach to help you with your sales skills. So I think I see coaching as a bit more of a structured skill development program, which could be short or long term, depending on goals and objectives and lots of other things. And I guess the traditional business coach, and I use that term very loosely because I think business coaches got a bit of a bad rap for a period of time because it was not just about that skill development. So there's different ways to look at it, I guess.
Well, I think they're coming back into fashion. I think as I'm getting older, I'm actually feeling more comfortable about being called a coach than I would have done, you know, 10 years ago. So
yeah, that's when they had a bad rap. I think that was part of the problem. But I think businesses generally, business owners are really starting to again, see the value in having the right coaches and mentors, and that's going to change over time. Like, I think it's quite okay to transition between different coaches and mentors depending on where you're at in your business.
Yeah, and I think also too, coaches, I think the bad rap really came from, you know, them coming in with a too structured approach to what they needed
a one
to do
size fits all kind of thing.
Yeah, it's like a blueprint or you know, all those fancy terms for the coaching programs. I think as long as you've got some flexibility there, and a lot of my coaching that I do, and particularly with other accounting firms, is that it sort of bleeds out into that mentor space, and it's you know, it's talking about managing partnerships and things like that, as opposed to giving, you know, coaching in a particular area as well.
Yeah. And I think there is a little bit of that blurred lines, and I'm quite okay with that in general. If I'm working with the right person, I may want to be coached in some instances and I may need a mentor type relationship in other instances. So I think it is okay to have a blurred line. It's just understanding, I guess, as a business owner, who you need to engage, who you want to be working with, and what you want that to look like. Because I think so often we expect the expert to just give us all the answers, but we need to know what we're trying to get out of this too.
That's right. So that's right. It's about finding the right person too, find the right match for you that matches your personality too. We've both had people come through our doors that haven't been the right match, and we've had some that have, you know, that were the right match and they're still around 10 years later. So I think it's about definitely knowing what you want and what you want to get out of it, but also ensuring that coach that you're, you know, reaching out to and signing up for, you know, because it's not some of this coaching isn't cheap. So yep. you're really committing to making sure that the goal is met and you're happy working with that person too.
Absolutely, yeah. And I've certainly had instances where I've worked with a coach or mentor for a period of time, and then I'm in a different part of my business journey and I've needed to change who that was. But I definitely enjoy having a mentor involved in my business, usually a lot of the time. I like having that sounding board, and I guess that's what a mentor tends to offer. Often a mentor, I think, is maybe someone that's a few years ahead or just that next bit ahead of where you are. So they're not, you know, leading the world missions because they can't remember what it was like to be a struggling small business owner sitting back here in Australia. So I think that's what you're often looking for in a mentor, someone that's walked the path, that understands the challenges and is further ahead. So they've made the mistakes, they've stumbled and they've had that experience, but they're not so far ahead that they can't remember where you're at right now.
So do you think a mentor has to be in the same industry?
Not necessarily. I think, again, it depends on what you're wanting out of the mentor relationship. And I know some people that would specifically want a mentor in their industry. I work with clients who have mentors and they specifically want mentors from their industry. I'm a communications company, for example. Their leadership team want mentors who are in other bigger environments, bigger agencies who have walked that particular career path, as an example. So I don't think necessarily at all. And you and I both work with people in different industries, but and most actually just thinking through the business mentors I've had, none of them have been in HR or recruitment or psychology. So no, I don't think so.
And what about coaches? Do you think seeking a coach for your business or for yourself, do they have to have experience in your industry?
I think, again, it depends what you're wanting to get coaching on. Like using the example that I used earlier, if you want to get a sales coach to improve your sales skills, absolutely not. Do they need to have been in your industry, but maybe they need to understand the processes of selling trades into, you know, homeowners, or they need to understand selling widgets to manufacturing places, and they need to sort of understand the supply chain kind of issues. So they might need to understand a little about the type of business, but they don't, no, I don't think so. But again, it is dependent. You know, if you're wanting a coach to give you particular skill sets and it is industry specific, then yeah, of course, definitely you want to be looking at someone in the industry.
Okay, well, let's finish off with a quick fire. What types of things you would reach out to a coach for in your business?
Anything to do with skill development. So maybe leadership skills, maybe it's financial skills, maybe it's money management skills, sales, as I said earlier, might be a coach to help grow your business. So to help you on those marketing and sales growth skills. I'm trying to think of what else. I feel like there could be lots of different areas, and it might be just running a business coaching. Like, how do I actually know how to run this business?
Exactly. I'm often described as a sounding board from my clients. I hear that a lot. That when I leave a meeting, it's great. It's great to have you as a sounding board. And look, I go into some of my advisory board meetings, and we talk about everything in terms of their business. It's so wide, what they need help with, and it'll always ebb and flow. You know, there'll be certain things that'll be very specific for a couple of months, and then it's really about, well, it's about their life goals in terms of, you know, I'm talking not just their business, but, you know, most business owners' life. They sort of bleeds into one another, and you sort of, whatever decision you make in your business affects your life. So you want a good sounding board for that too. So I think it's really important, as I said before, to find that coach/mentor. And I think we've probably come to the conclusion that they do kind of, you can act as both at the same time, that they do meet, you know, you do meet in the middle and you do get on well. And you are able to tell them the tough things, and you are, and vice versa, the small business owner is able to hear the tough things come from their coach and their business owner too.
Yeah, I think that sounding board piece, I think that is where that mentoring, I guess, hat tends to probably be placed on a little bit more. But I agree. I think whether you're engaging a coach or a mentor, most business owners that I know are looking for that sounding board as part of that arrangement. And it, you know, you mentioned advisory boards. That's again another type of coaching or mentoring arrangement in many ways, but it's having that go-to to, you know, sense check what you're doing and to get that advice and to not have to second guess sometimes as well. So, you know, if you're listening and you do not have any form of coaches or mentors in your business, I would highly recommend starting to consider that that might be an option that you might want to look at in the future. And there's lots of paid options, but there's also lots of ways you can get that kind of support without necessarily being paid. You could form a relationship with someone else in your industry and you could maybe be that sounding board for each other. So there's lots of options. But I firmly believe in the value of having coaches and mentors in your business, you know, whether it's for accountability or sense checking or any of the other reasons or skill development. I think they really do have a very important place in business.
Excellent. Thank you very much for your time again today, Christy Lee. It's been a great episode.
Thanks, Matt.